that eyes and will be opened and ears will be unstopped. And I want to take you to the word of the Lord. But before we go there, I want you to just bow your heads. Father, I just want to give you praise for your amazing ways that don't make sense to our minds, but definitely are part of your plan to give us understanding of how much you care for each and every one of us. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. Open our minds and open our ears so we can hear. I have a strong voice, Jacob, don't worry. And you're going to be a preacher, huh? Yeah, did you guys notice that kid's face? Yeah. Get ready for an evangelist right there. He's going to be just like his great-grandmother. Going to advertise Jesus. Amen? So welcome, kids. Would you give the Lord a clap offering for those that take a chance to come when they're having a hard time? When you have a hard time is when you need to be in church. When you're hurting, you need to be in church. Not staying away because you got a problem, because healing comes from the presence of the Spirit of God in the body of Christ. Are you ready? 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. This word began to pour into me over this weekend. And I want to give praise to the Lord because sometimes we need a word and we don't understand. And as we patiently wait, it happens. We get to see what God's plan is. So, verse 12 says, "So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body." In the tent of this body. So he's declaring that this outer shell that you and I wear is a tent. And a lot of times we misunderstand what happens when a person, we call it passing away. Well, they're passing away from this realm into another realm, which is much greater. And earlier I talked about the veil that separates us. Well, the veil has been removed. It's just our eyes are slow. Your eyes are not functioning at the speed of the angels and the saints that are all around you. And if your eyes were to be accelerated, you'd see what's really going on. You'd get a glimpse of certain things when you least expect it. By the way, you can see demons as well as saints. It all depends on your focus. And if you're looking for the Lord, he'll make himself real to you. And you say, "Oh, well, that's for you." Look at your neighbor and say, "It's for you too."
For you too.
Amen. Now notice again. "I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ had made it clear to me." Did you hear that? The clarity of putting aside your tent, which is your body, can be shown to you by the Lord, and you'll know it ahead of schedule without all kinds of fear tactics, without all kinds of torment going on in your heart. Oh boy, I didn't hear any amens.
Amen.
Are you catching on? Now, if the Lord Jesus can make it clear to you when it's time for you to leave this tent, it should also not scare you that he doesn't have the rest of it under control. He knows what's going to happen to you. He's already got it prepared. Verse 15, "And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things." After his departure. Well,
25 hours ago, my mom departed. She's in the other realm. Yes, we're going to have a service. But I'll be honest with you, I'm more excited about this one than the next one and the next one after that. Because my flesh will be warring with my spirit. My soul will be warring with emotions. But in reality, my inner man is full of joy. Because I know that she's done with her journey. It's completed. And I'm absolutely convinced that the Lord is going to say, well done. Because tonight as I was driving down, I saw a vision. And I'm not ready to share it. Because I'm looking for the Lord to confirm it. But I know that she is just totally, ecstatically happy. And my sister pointed out, Chuck is celebrating. One more that he knows that he can really say, welcome! You know, that's what's going to be on the other side. It's not going to be a sad day. It's an exciting time. Amen? Okay. Verse 16. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father. When the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Where did that happen? It happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John are up on top of the mountain. And they're expecting all kinds of goodies. And what happens is the Lord begins to shine. And He radiates the glory of the Father. And these three guys are baffled. I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to take a chance with your imagination. From the day that Jesus Christ reveals Himself inside of you and you start radiating His light, and those people that are looking at you are going nuts because they're saying, what's wrong with this one? Why is this one radiating light and the other one is not radiating anything? One looks like a light bulb full of life. And the other one looks like a dead bulb without the mesh that goes around. Look at the reality of what God is saying through Peter. Wake up. When He shows up, you're going to shine. You are going to shine. Not just your neighbor. You are going to shine. And you're going to radiate the same glory that was in Christ, because it's the same Jesus that's in you that was in Him. It's not a different Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Spirit. I want you to take the neighbor's hand and say, let my unbelief be exposed. And forgive me, Lord, if I can't believe for myself. I'm going to trust that You're going to show me that the glory of God one day will shine through this body just like it was prophesied by Peter. Get a clue. It's not the end until the lights go on. And the lights are going to be in you. And they're going to be in me. And it's going to irritate the enemy. Hallelujah. Did you get it?
Yes.
Got it. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
God will make it. And He'll light me up. He'll show everybody that the presence of the Most High God is radiating right through me. Because Peter said it. And I believe it. Jesus said it. In John 17. He guaranteed When the Father comes into me, I will radiate His light. And when the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are inside of me, I'll radiate just like the Son. That's not the S-U-N. It's the S-O-N. Got it? You better take it home, because you know what? It's going to give depression a boot in the you-know-what. Because you've got something to live for. Verse 18. We ourselves heard His voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place. Where's the dark place? Your circumstances, your job, your school, and I could keep on going until the day dawns and the morning star rises in the neighborhood's heart. Our hearts. Who's the morning star? Christ Jesus Himself. So you can see, when those people that get depressed and get oppressed, what are they focused on? They're focused on the problems and all the difficulties that are surrounding them. I've got news for you. The one who said, I have begun a good work in you and I will complete it, He will complete what's going on inside of you. And He'll complete it in a day when you least expect it. You'll get up in the morning and say, oh, another raunchy day. I feel rotten. But you know what, God, I'm going to tell you. You've got a plan for my life. And I'm excited. And I am asking you, turn the lights on.
Amen.
Turn it on so bright that I will zap the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. You understand what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to awaken in you what God showed me again last night. My mom is not departed to be out there, never to visit again. Yes, she's on a journey. And I'm sure she's being educated. And it says in God's word, Jesus had to go to Papa before Mary could touch Him. Did you ever ask why? He said, I've got to deposit my precious blood on that mercy seat so that the anger of the Father will be removed from His creation. Who is His creation? Say, I am.
I am.
I am one of His creations. And He's going to do a mighty work in me. He's already started. And He's not going to give up half done. He's going to complete me. In His image. And I will radiate His light. And the darkness will definitely flee. That's His guarantee to me. He died and He resurrected, which proves it. Amen? Okay. Verse 20. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of the Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. When I'm carried along by the Holy Spirit, there are words that will come out of my mouth, and I have no clue what they are or what's the next word. But I can guarantee you this. When that next word comes out, I hear it with you for the very first time. So I rejoice with you for what God is doing with these beautiful kids. I rejoice for those who have taken a chance to come out tonight. And I rejoice that those that you hold in your heart will be transformed just like you. So I'm going to ask you to lift your hands to the Lord right now. I'm going to ask you to declare with me, Lord Jesus,
I have got people in my heart.
They are hurting. They're wounded. They're hurting in multiples of ways. So I'm lifting them up to you tonight. I'm giving you praise.
I'm giving you praise.
Because you've got a plan of salvation and healing. Just for them. So I lift them up to you, Lord. And I ask you to heal and set them free. Open their minds. Open their ears. Open their hearts. Do what you need to do. And I'll rejoice. Because I'm keeping my eyes totally on you. Amen? And amen. That's all I got.